Beans World.
What the fuck?
You said you were ready.
I'm fucking
Pick
tired.
Pick up the energy.
One more time. All right. One more time for the back row.
Beans World.
All right, that's enough of that. Welcome back to Beans World, episode 11, baby. A podcast where Beans bitches about work being hard. A podcast where we figure out the world of Beans, the way Beans' mind works. Beans is in the house, but I have an even more special guest to introduce. Our most anticipated, most requested guest is back. Cody Hughes, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
It's great to be here. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I appreciate that. It's actually your... Is this your second time on now?
This is my second time.
God damn.
I'm a regular.
And to give his formal introduction, the man known as the vacuum in high school, Bean Boy himself, Beans, welcome to the pod, brother.
Oh, what up, brother? What do you mean fucking vacuum?
You know what I mean, bud.
Vacuum.
What was your nicknames in high school, actually?
I never really had a fucking nickname.
Lips. Vacuum.
Yeah, lips. I get called
Skittles.
Lips quite a bit. Skittles?
Fairy.
Ah, fairy, dude. Fuck
Sweet little tight hole.
One. All right, you're getting fucking weird again. You're getting weird again.
This
Sam.
Is the format of the show. I like where you guys have brought this.
Hey,
I like this.
I'm just letting out the nicknames, man. We want the people to know more about us, dude.
I like this. Catch me up to speed, Beans. What's going on in that head of yours today?
My head right now, it's just boggling. I'm fucking just got off work, a little tired. Want to go home, do some things, you know.
No, I don't know.
What?
I know. Oh, I just got some chores and shit. I don't know.
Do some things.
Yeah, some things. You
get
know?
Beat up.
Beans is going to jack off.
No.
That is definitely what you were insinuating.
No.
Beans, I
possibly, but no.
Did you do it this morning
Allegedly.
Before work?
Allegedly.
Did you
Allegedly.
Do it this morning before work?
Allegedly.
All right. I already know the answer. I already know your routine. Beans gets her done every morning. But hey, Cody Hughes, welcome to the pod, man. You know... Beans and I, we did a couple episodes together, and we just missed the camaraderie of having our good friend sitting here, and it feels so good to have you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really want to, you know, not stray the conversation away from Beans. I don't want to take the spotlight away from him, so I really would like to point this back to you, Beans, and find out what's your go-to at the end of a long day? Like, right now, are you going to go
like
home?
Right now?
What's the schedule like when you get home?
Oh, after work, I'll pick up the kid for a couple hours, and then we'll do the chores together, and then once he leaves, either go to the gym, or I just fucking shower up and lay in bed and do nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're
that's
saying,
crazy.
It's pretty fucking...
You pick up your
it's
child
a movie.
To do child labor.
No, he likes to feed the rabbits and shit. He's out there, he chases the chickens and slaps the turkey, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Jeffrey, he's...
Yeah, I was actually at Beans' house the other day, and he's got a lot of fucking animals. This man, for those of you that don't know, Beans is a straight up farmer. He's got, what do you got, turkeys, ducks, quail?
Yeah, turkeys, ducks, quail, rabbits. We're actually picking up a couple tractors and some shit this weekend.
God damn, you gonna get the field fucking tilled up?
Getting some more turkeys this weekend too. And then May 4th, I'm heading to an auction. Might pick up a little couple goats. I don't know.
Really?
We'll
do they have better deals on National Star Wars Day?
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, dude, someone told me to watch Star Wars the other day. I can't remember who.
You've never seen Star Wars?
You dumbass.
Not in a long time. Like, when I was 12.
Dude.
I mean, you would totally remember it if you were 12. Like, that's not a...
Yeah.
Well, if you were 86...
I'm not like a diehard Star Wars person.
You strike me as a big Star Wars guy. Were you a Harry Potter guy?
No, fuck no.
Dude, really? How can you even sit there and give a fuck no and disrespect Harry Potter? What the fuck do you have against Harry Potter?
A dude that rides a fucking broom? I don't know.
That's what you think.
Is that only for women? Is that your stance on it?
Yeah.
Really?
Witches.
That's pretty crazy. Beans has actually been saying a lot of sexist things lately.
No, I haven't. We're not doing this shit. No.
No, seriously, though. Beans was telling me, like, women shouldn't be allowed to have their own money, and they should get a stipend from the government every week.
They should work like every other person.
Really?
That's not how you felt a week ago.
So you're saying
you're
that
so
they don't work right now, that they're lazy, or what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, if you're fully capable of working a job and you can't work a fucking job and you get money from the government, the fuck?
That's all women?
Not all women. No, there's it's men and women.
Really? Wow. Is that what all you're right. interested in?
Women, yeah. I'm interested in women.
Well, you were just saying something about men and women, and I just wasn't sure if we were going back to you being bisexual.
Oh, my fucking God. We are not starting this shit again, Sam. We are not.
No, but seriously, you were saying something. You were like, my family, for as long as they can remember, has been known to beat women, and we will stand by that till the day we die.
Yeah, no, that's not fucking true at all.
Seriously?
What is your... Let's hear some political stance. I know that you're a widely political guy, and you have a lot of crazy views.
Very middle.
What do you think your strongest political belief is?
Strongest political belief?
Socially, maybe.
I think we should just move on to the next topic. All right, Sam.
I don't think he knows any... I don't think he even knows an example.
No,
let's just
dude,
be
I'm
more
so
specific.
Fun. Yeah, be a little more specific.
How
you gotta remember the fucking cells up here are pretty much all gone.
Okay, hamster's spinning.
Yeah. How do you feel about the economic state of the country right now?
It's going to shit.
Why How do you so? Say that?
Well, I mean, prices everything are sky high.
You Them know. Goddamn gas prices from fucking Biden, I tell you.
Yeah, dude. It cost me $50 every 2 days to fill up the car to go to work. It's a fucking joke.
How many of those fuck Biden stickers have you personally put on a gas pump?
None, but I put a bunch on guys' hard hats at work.
You actually got some of those stickers?
Well, I used to. You just got them like that and just fucking stick them on people. You just walk by them.
There was a short period of time where, like, the Biden pointing sticker, the I did that, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. was on every gas pump that I ever stopped at.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, I loved that joke for a good week, and then it was just, like, people started ripping them off, so you'd see these half-ripped yeah. stickers, and started looking all grimy and gross, and that yeah. one died down pretty quick, but I respect a good joke for a while. It just, people got to know when to call it, you know?
Yeah, it made the gas pumps look a little graffitied up.
Yeah.
There's not just one or two. Like, some of them had shit done all over it.
Dude, it's crazy being back to work, being in the cities every day. And I truly believe that graffiti is what tells me whether a neighborhood sucks ass or not.
If
I'm driving around, like, dude, in our small ass town, if there was graffiti on a building, it would be the top thing on Facebook of the Pine City community page. Like, people would be like, what the fuck? Who has a video of this? Who knows? Like, people would get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal. And it would be cleaned off as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the cities, you'll go to a neighborhood, you'll go even to a business park sometimes, and it's just fucking feedied the fuck up, dude. It's crazy.
Some of the shit looks pretty cool, though. You gotta admit, dude. There's some
100%. I love graffiti. I'm not against it at all. It's just how I can tell if I'm scared to go to the gas station or not.
No, that's a damn good point, dude.
My gauge of going to a good gas station or not is if there's bars on, like, the windows.
And bulletproof glass.
And bulletproof glass. Like, if the cashier is in, like, a box, you know, to check you out, and you had to, like, slide your money into the metal tray to get to them, you're probably not in a great place.
Yeah, I mean, if they have to take extra precautions for the safety of their employees, it's like, holy fuck, maybe I shouldn't be here. I mean, I'm such a sucker for those gas station scams. Like, I cower. Like, I get truly nervous when someone comes up and they're like, hey, you got $10? And it's like, yeah, I do. Here you go. Like,
I've never.
I did have one. Yeah, it was a couple years ago. I was in the gas station. And he's like, this guy's being a motherfucker about my ID. Will you buy this vape for me? And then I'll just scan my phone I'll just sneak up. Hit my phone on it and pay for it. I'm like, oh, sorry, man. I'm underage. I was like 23.
What if he said, prove it. Show me your ID.
Think I would. See, it's too easy. I don't have my wallet. Oh, I don't even know why I'm in here. I forgot my wallet. I need to go to the car.
I don't even know where I am. Who am I? What year is it?
Dude, today I was ripping around the cities and I had like 5 miles till empty and I kind of started to freak out. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Dude, some random guy showed up in the studio this morning. I'm working. Shows up with his laptop and he goes, hey, can I use your internet? I'm like, how
just
did you get in,
up
here?
In here?
Yeah, I must have had the door unlocked.
Oh my God, dude.
Thank God my office door was open because I saw him walk by. I'm like, what the? I look back and he comes back around. He's like, hey, can I use your Wi-Fi? I'm like, no.
Dude, that's fucking
like, I think the coffee shop has got free Wi-Fi. You can go there.
What the fuck?
It was wild. I'm like, okay, who the hell is this guy?
See, I guess it seems crazy to me. I guess, looking from a different perspective, I could see how someone thinks it's just like a business you could walk in the door and you'll hit like a front desk eventually. But
yeah,
it's just such not the case here that to us, it's like, what the fuck?
I purposely don't have anything on the door so that no one knows that, like, what's up here, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
no one knows that it's an office space.
Dude, I don't want anybody coming around here. Like,
no.
I always think when people are eating on like a Friday when we're up here, like what people are thinking when they just see us round the corner. I would have, if I was a little kid or like in high school sitting there and I saw somebody go up those stairs, it would have killed me.
Yeah.
I would have needed to know.
I would just go straight up. I wouldn't give a fuck.
I always saw people.
Go check it out.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
though,
I
dude.
Would.
You're afraid of the dark.
My imagination, not the fucking
You're
dark.
Afraid
Get
of the
straight.
Dark. You want me to believe. You're going to go up these stairs.
Go sit in your fucking office chair. Go sit in your office
people
chair.
You don't even know. Don't even sit here. I'm not going to let Bean sit here and give me the whole, I'm a badass. I'd kick anyone's ass in any situation that's not real.
And I could, brother. I could.
Oh, that's, if you're going to do an impression, it better be better than that.
Dude, I'm just.
Just one thing after the other.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't help myself. Bean's just sets himself up for me.
Yeah. Have you ever broken into anywhere before?
Yeah.
You have a history of B&E?
When I was younger, I did.
What did you break into?
Allegedly a house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
how?
Do the math.
Why?
If it's been 7 years.
Oh, you're good?
You just tell the story.
I ain't telling the story, but yeah, me and some friends broke into a house.
Wow.
Somewhere on the lake.
Why? For what purpose?
I have no idea. We just did it.
To raid it? Did you take anything?
Wine.
You just took wine?
Yeah, I don't know. We just got drunk on the dock.
Of the place that you just broke into?
No.
Damn.
Another dock.
So the neighbor of the place that you were staying at?
No, like further down. I was like,
Jesus
hey,
Christ.
Fucking move along a little bit further away.
So you literally just broke in to break in, stole wine, and left.
Well, they did the breaking in. I just did the following, you know?
You still broke in. You're getting charged.
Allegedly. Guilty by association, baby.
We got him, boys. You can come
Bring
in now.
In. Cody, you ever been caught stealing?
No, but I was at a pretty crazy Project X style party where I didn't realize that this house was broken into.
And like, so damn, that's actually sick.
So no one there was the owner of the house, and people were breaking everything inside.
Was it like one of the mansion parties or whatever?
No, it was like just empty? Like it was like literally a cabin in the middle of nowhere, but it was fully furnished. It was like someone's, I'm guessing, like a hunting cabin or something. I don't know. But some friends of mine were like, hey, come out to this party. And I show up and there's probably, I don't know, 200 people at this place. People on the roof ripping shingles off the roof.
What
people,
the fuck?
People inside throwing stuff. They had canned like a bunch of like beans and eggs and, you know, like canning jars downstairs. They're smashing them on the ground. And I remember just thinking like, holy shit, whose house is this? And I'd ask my friend and they're like, oh, we don't know. I'm like, wait,
was this high
what?
School or college?
High school, yeah.
Oh, even better, dude.
Dude, it was actually wild. A couple of those people went to jail for it.
Dude, that's when things are the most fun, when you don't understand consequences yet. And you're just ripping. You know, like, by the time I was in college, I'd already partied for a few years. I'd been in trouble. I'd understood, you know, actions have consequences. And so, like, I always had in the back of my head, like, what could go wrong if we did this? But in high school, like, there was just, you just don't even know. That's the thing. Like,
right.
Until you've been in real trouble or something horrible's happened, you think you're truly invincible as kids. And I miss that, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily miss it, only because, like, people made some stupid decisions, you know?
Fuck yeah, you did.
I almost would have gotten in trouble for that. I had just left right before the cops.
Damn.
Came. I passed the cops on the road as we were coming, knowing like, holy shit, they're probably going to that house.
Damn.
Dude, one time I was at a party and I was just so drunk, bro. So I heard rumbles of cops. Okay, so let me preface more. The cops came and left earlier in the night. And then I was just outside drunk as fuck. It was winter. And we were partying in this garage. It was a pretty big garage, a lot of people there. And then I was just outside by myself. I think I was like collecting myself. I was that drunk. And I heard people being like, oh, cops. But it was a false alarm. I didn't I didn't get the memo of the false alarm. So I start hoofing it behind his house. And little did I know, he had a pond. And it was like early winter or late winter. I can't remember, but I got about three steps on that pond, fell right through the motherfucker. But luckily, it was still pretty shallow. So like probably I went about a foot deep and then ate shit on the ice. Actually, it's funny because Mitch's friend, shout out Mitch, his friend was at, we were all at the same party. He ran when the cops actually came. He also didn't know there was a pond there. He made it. He was much skinnier than me. He made it about halfway out. And then he got wet all the way up to like his neck, dude. He fell all the way through. So, you know, there's some perks of being fat sometimes. I only had to deal with a wet ankle.
I had a friend who had one of those like old police interceptor Impalas. So it had like the light on the side. It looked like a cop car. We pulled up to this party and there was four of us in the car and we all had downloaded the police app, put it all up in the, all four of our phones up in the dash. So it looked like police lights. We come in with the spotlight on, pull right up into the party, maybe like 100 people, and they instantly scatter. We were meeting our friend Darwin there. He runs into the woods, loses his phone, loses his car keys, loses everything.
My God.
And then when everyone found out that it actually wasn't cops, everyone from the party started chasing us. And, you know, my buddy that was driving had to back it up. Almost goes in the ditch. I was like, dude, we probably would have got our asses.
Fuck yeah, they would have beat the shit out of you, dude.
They were so pissed.
They would have beat the shit out of you.
Dude, I did that. Pissed. Will was at a party one time. It was same situation,
what's
dude.
Nuts, yeah.
My buddy had... He had like those light strips, you know, you can put on your floor and whatever. And he just had the light strips and we figured out you can get them to flash between red and blue. And so we throw him up on his dash. He had Bluetooth, so hooked up to Bluetooth, got the police siren. Only time I've ever done this, and it was great. Just like you said, dude, we pull right up. He has a big ass truck, so we went right in the ditch. Fucking turned on the lights. I was flipping him. He's playing the sirens and kids just start fucking running, dude. And then they're not as inviting once you tell them that it was a joke.
No, definitely not.
You don't get that warm welcome that you expect.
Dude, people ended up a quarter mile away just, you know, running through fucking snow.
Dude, it's a great learning experience. First of all, if you run that far, you're a dumbass. I learned right away you can go 50 fucking feet into that woods. You don't even have to go 50 feet. You can go 20 feet and lay down, and they will never look for you or find you ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most of the time there's enough people already right there that they could just not keep looking.
As long as they get a couple, usually they just are like, all right, you know, like, where are your friends? And then everyone's like, I don't know, and then they just breathalyze them.
They're not
them
answering.
Minor, and I always wondered, like, what the cops were thinking when, because they know as soon as they pull away, like, 30 of us are, at least are going to come back out of the woods. Yeah. I've never actually had a cop. Dude, that would be genius. So
leave it and come back.
Leave, do a loop around, come back, start chasing everyone again.
Dude, they probably get a fucking... They probably like chasing kids, just fucking chasing them through the woods. You know what I mean?
Is that what you're into?
No. Why you always got to be a sick fuck?
I don't know, dude.
That's your little thought.
You were the one saying you're going to go chase kids around. I was getting thrown off. I was a little freaked out.
Why do you think they like chasing kids through the woods? I've never seen it.
Just imagine every day either they're fucking chasing people in cars or fucking tackling crackheads. Now imagine fucking getting to chase kids through fucking woods. Even though they're not chasing them, they're just
like
watching them run and eat shit.
Like it's a treat?
Just like it's fun. Like it's funny just watching kids eat shit in the woods and they're just like, ha ha.
Dude, there has to be some cops when they see the kids scram that are just like, oh God, this is great.
It's kind of like, damn well, they probably did it back in the day too.
It's like moving a box that was in the grass for a long time and then all the ants like scatter around.
Yeah.
It's kind of
like
the same thing. They pull in and everyone just beats it.
Or when they got their flashlight, and sometimes you'll see them like go through the woods, and they'll see someone, and just like three people start taking off.
Yeah,
dude, that's one thing I realized about cops is you never, if you're gonna get pulled over, right? You don't want that young buck cop that just got the job and he's looking to prove something. He's like excited to give tickets. You know, you don't want that guy. You want that guy that's like 50 years old, has kids about around your age. They've lived some life. They've written thousands of tickets at this point, and like you want them to have an understanding of like kids in general, because like for me, like one of my closest friends, his dad's a state trooper, and my friend was a fucking dumbass, dude. He would steal his state trooper dad's pills, fucking get drunk underage all the time. We would, we would robo trip all the time, fucking smoke weed, whatever. And his dad, as a cop, like, because he got caught doing a bunch of shit, got in trouble, whatever. And so his dad, still being a cop, could realize, like, oh, you can be a good parent and still have a dumbass kid. You can be the best parent you possibly could be, and there's a good chance your kid's still going to go get drunk and smoke weed. And that's what, like, I want the cop that's had life experience, had kids that make mistakes. You know, they understand people have bad days. You don't want that young buck looking to fucking get his first kill.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Yeah, dude, that'd suck.
You ever got a ticket?
No, dude, I've got.
I feel like you're the type that like tries to suck off the cop or something.
No, I got pulled over going 10 over, and then he just gave me a warning.
Did you cry?
Please,
yeah,
don't.
I bawled my fucking eyes out.
Please,
just bawled them out.
Dude, I've had so many speeding tickets.
Are you serious?
I'm gonna guess like 20, probably.
What the fuck? No way. What's your insurance?
Not much at all. In North Dakota, it's not a big deal. In North Dakota, I got most of it in North Dakota. It's like a dollar for every mile per hour you are over the speed limit. Going 20 over, I want to say it's like a $35 ticket.
So do people just not give a fuck then?
Yeah, I mean, all the highways there, or all the freeways, are 75 mile per hour speed limit too. So everyone's going at least 85 on the freeway. Everywhere you go.
They probably only even try to get the guys that are really abusing the system then.
Probably.
Like if you're going 12 plus, over, they're probably like, whatever.
They don't care. Definitely. If you're going under 90, you're fine.
Damn, oh, dude, I didn't even know that.
I'm gonna go 140 out there. If it's only that much, fuck it.
Well, it gets incrementally bigger. Like you can't obviously go like over 100.
Oh.
Right? And if you get a ticket over 100, don't you get something extra to
it?
Oh,
yeah.
I think you get a reckless driving, yeah. And if it's over 30, the speed limit, then you can get a reckless driving.
Yeah, I don't know, but I had a little two-door, little Nissan 370Z, and the first summer that I got that, I got like 7 speeding tickets.
Jesus.
I had, my insurance did go up quite a bit for a little while when I had that car, but now it's...
Dude, having a fast vehicle is kind of a curse, because like,
totally.
Especially like, even my truck is not that fast, but it's way faster than anything I've ever had, and when I first got it, I'd look down and be like, Jesus, fuck, I'm going 70, and I didn't even realize it, you know, and it's adjustment period, especially dude, my Impala was so beat to fuck. It was so slow. It had no zip to it anymore. And it's a good adjustment period.
Rattles you out. What are you driving now, Beans?
I got an 09 Impala.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty pimp, you know.
That thing takes $50 a week in fuel, you said?
Every 2 days.
Every two days?
Dude, yeah. You know how much miles you put on? Yeah.
How many miles do you put on a day?
Well, tomorrow it's, I think, 108 miles one way.
You ever think about getting a motorcycle?
Yeah, I want a rocket. Just cruising.
Oh, we.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I'll start writing your obituary now.
Yeah, maybe just a normal like motorcycle, you know? A little cruiser. You get stellar gas mileage.
I suppose he would fit a crotch rocket better than anyone else I know.
Yeah.
It would probably look like a normal sized motorcycle.
You should get a pocket rocket. One of those little ones?
Yeah, I know. I want to for parents.
You know what I'm talking about?
I want to get one for the kid. Yeah, they're like...
They're sweet.
They're fucking tiny, but
you
they
get
cruise.
Them, you can get them for like $100 on Facebook.
No, not $100.
Marketplace.
Bucks.
Yeah, for real. Go look it up.
I'll look after this. I don't think $100 of this, so I'm going to go get one tonight.
Yeah. Brand
I'll
new.
Be driving that shit down the road.
Brand new. They're only like $300-$500.
I think they're like $500-$600. Because I looked them up before because I wanted to get one.
Get a used one. Get it cheap. Rock that thing to work, dude. Imagine driving that thing down the side roads. They'll still do like 50. Yeah. Some of them will go quick.
Fuck, dude. Put some NOS on it.
You ever thought about doing a electric conversion on the old Malibu?
No.
Why?
Impala.
Yeah, how's the Impala. Malibu?
Oh, Malibu? Scrat totaled that bitch. Fuck Scrat. Still want to fight his ass. Fucking on tapping the sticks. 2024. He's pussying out. Unbelievable.
Okay, you say Scrat totaled it. You explain the story of how he got the car in his possession.
I was being a good friend, and I let him have this car before he gave me all the money so he could straighten his life out. Sometime later, he gets T-boned, flips the motherfucker, and 2 days later, a fucking goddamn tree falls on top of him. So it's total.
Damn.
And dude, I don't have the money for it yet.
He, as somebody, I live with Scrat. I love Scrat. Me and Scrat are homeboys, and everything Will just said is 100% true. And it's just so fucking funny, dude, because he totals the car, and who knows the real story? You never know with him. It could have been his fault, could have been hers, whatever. But then that tree that fell on it was a fucking Goliath of a tree, dude. Like, it was like the biggest tree in the whole property that could have fell.
It literally landed.
So before he got it adjusted, he needed to bring it in and get a repair cost of what it would cost after the car got hit, or this is what I was told. Before he did that, the tree fell on it, and the tree did way more damage than the accident ever did.
Okay.
It broke out every single window. Just fucked it up.
And you gave him this car. He still has not paid you for it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're slowly getting payments, but it's
And you took it off of your insurance and signed the title over to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to deal with the bullshit. I didn't trust him. Hey, he'll figure out the hard way.
No, he won't.
Oh, yeah, he will.
He doesn't have to do anything with it.
I will get my
money.
Well, we know you're not going to be catching him in the dark.
I'll be catching you in the dark.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what I'll do in the dark.
That's true.
Hey,
shit.
How about what if at On Tap in the Sticks, the prize for him was he doesn't have to pay you anymore.
Yes, he doesn't have to pay me anymore. But then if I beat his ass, which I will, he owes me double. Stakes are high, baby. Stakes are high.
Oh, damn. So how much does he owe you?
$3,500.
So if you win, you get $7,000. If he wins, he gets essentially $3,500.
Yeah. Well, used to be a free car. Yeah.
How about let's just make it, he just has to pay you.
Yeah. Let's call it $5,000. You know, let's just make it more enticing.
That does seem fair. Do you think he would accept this?
It's hard to say.
His debt washed completely clean if he wins.
He looks at me and he's scared.
Because if that's the case, I want to set this up. I've been saying this for the last 2 years. I want to get this fight rolling.
Dude, you guys are the perfect matchup. You guys are very similar height. The weight is right in there. Your builds are much different. But, dude, you guys are made to fight. Like,
dude, he's got that dog in him, though. He ain't got no dog
bro,
in him.
Scrat has that fucking dog in him.
I got
dude.
That pit bull.
There is something
baby.
About Scrat. I've never met somebody personally that is as competitive as him in things that do not matter in the slightest. Especially like beanbags or pool at the bar.
Pool
dude.
When he's drunk.
And he is so confident in himself. I have robbed him for so much money playing beanbags because he'll get drunk as fuck. He'll basically be worthless at throwing them and be like, $300, I'll whoop your ass right now.
Okay.
Game on, let's go. And he, dude, if you're persistent, he will pay up. So I can give you a little advice. You just got to be on his ass every day.
Yeah.
Are you're willing to put this wager on the table right now?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
$5,000 if you win, and he doesn't have to pay you if he wins. His debt is wiped clean.
Yeah, if he wins, he doesn't have to pay me. But if he loses, he owes me $5,000.
Wow. That's a good deal, I'd say. Scrat, you heard
fair.
It. I hope he listens to this. This is the official invitation. Will's calling him out.
Yeah, he won't do it.
We'll see this.
Chicken shit, motherfucker.
We'll do it live on TikTok or something.
Can you give us like a wrestling promo hype up? Like, Scrat, I'm gonna find you and rip you up, and like, will you give us
I really don't have the energy for that right now. Like, I got the energy to do this, but fucking, dude, I'm so dead from work.
Okay, let's hear a low energy version of it.
Yeah,
I don't even know. I just got like the silent demon, dude. I ain't fucking gonna yell at him or nothing. I'll just fucking.
Let's take 3 seconds of silence and give us your Scrat stare. That's not silence, Beans.
All right, Beans. Fuck, dude. Hit us with your fact and take us out, buddy. Thanks for everybody that made it this far.
Today's fun fact.
It's so much energy.
Hit it with the great delivery, Beans, and take us out.
Today's
solid.
Fun fact, 95% of a car's lifetime is spent parked. Nice. Beans World.